listen to this discussion or this interview this afternoon. I'm talking to Dr. Nita Sukdeo, who's HOD at the Department of Quality and Operations Management here at UJ, and she's also a senior lecturer. So, Dr. Sukdeo, we paused our conversation just now and just touched on the advanced diploma programs. Let's get into specifics in terms of how do you accept students into those programs in terms of academic performance?
In terms of academic performance for the advanced diploma, like I said, we look at their academic records for their third year in the diploma. So going into the advanced diploma, you need to have a 65% average in your third year to gain entry into any of the advanced diploma programs.
Okay, and then in terms of, you know, when we look at many of the postgraduate or advanced diploma programs, we're finding that there's quite a huge research element into it. So let's talk a bit about that in terms of these programs.
The research component that we have is generally industry-based in either an operational, industrial, or service environment where the student chooses, and the buzzword right now is the fourth industrial revolution. So a lot of the projects are based on the fourth industrial revolution, aligned with operational processes and the service environment. And students will conduct a study in their respective working environments based on their experiences, taking into account theory that they have learned and applying that theory and putting it into practice
into
their research.
And then as well, in terms of, you know, when we look at the job market at the moment, many different fields or industries are being affected by what's happening with COVID-19 or what we are seeing. But for someone who's studying these programs, what fields or companies particularly do you think they could look at working for or in?
The areas that they look at, and like I said, we've broken down into three sectors, which is operations, management, management service, and quality. So students getting into these fields can look at operations managers, supply chain managers, process specialists, service representatives, project managers. If you're looking at getting into the management service field, business analysts, work study practitioners, an organizational effectiveness director, quality practitioners, if you're getting into the quality field, quality controller, even a quality engineer, health and safety officers, quality auditors, that's just to name a few. Mm. We have companies that have employed our students, companies such as Eskom, Coca-Cola, Vodacom, SAB, Landwater. We have the banking institutions. We've had FNB and APSA employ our students. And coming to touch on COVID-19, I've actually had two students at the moment who have just been employed. So given the current pandemic that we have, it doesn't seem like, you know, it's had an impact in the sense that our students are still getting employed.
Yeah, that's actually quite reassuring.
Yeah, it's reassuring in the sense that our students are going out there and they're still applying. It didn't stop them from applying for these jobs. And students have told us that they've got these job interviews and two of them got placed.
Wow, this is actually quite exciting. And, you know, as we wrap up, Dr. Sukdeo, I mean, I think about the type of competencies or the type of person that we are dealing with when we actually embark on, you know, a career in the fields of quality and management and also, you know, operations management. So what qualities do you think students who would love to take on these programs, what qualities do you think they should have as they prepare to actually get into that field?
Personality traits would also play an important role in that. Students need to be extroverts. They need to be a people's person, someone who can be easily approachable, can work well in teams. They need to have analytical skills, be critical thinkers. They need to have problem-solving skills, decision-making skills. So it's a lot of skills and talents and experience that they need that we tap into in these advanced diplomas, postgraduate diplomas. Not forgetting also at the undergrad level where they also attain these skills in the diploma level as well. And Sandile, I didn't touch on the diploma level with the APS score for our diploma level for those in grade 11, grade 12 looking for furthering their studies next year. The APS score for our diploma in operations management is 22, and the APS score for our diploma in management service is 21.
I actually like that because I think I love specifically in terms of that, you know, we're reaching out to not just people who are themselves students already, but also those who are still going to become students, your grade 11s and 12s. So thank you so much for actually adding that and just providing just that extra information for us.
Yes, thank you.
Right. So Dr. Anita Sukdeo is HOD of the Department of Quality and Operations Management at the University of Johannesburg. She's been talking to us about the advanced diploma programs that they actually have within the Department of Quality and Operations Management. Very, very exciting. And of course, we've enjoyed her insights. Just